At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from KALC right here, Denver, Colorado, from the beautiful Belco Studios, by the way, and on the Odyssey app. It is free, free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Podcast, which is a replay of the show. You can get that after 10 o'clock this morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jamie White.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, turn that down for a second, and I'll tell you.
All right.
And then turn me down up a little bit.
Okay, you're up. You're up right there. There you go.
Can you hear it? A little bit?
I heard a little bit of it.
Let me guess.
I was chime boarded last night. I was wind chime boarded last night. All night long.
Who's doing this to you?
Evil people. Evil people.
Really?
So here's the thing. I live on this corridor. Well, I call it a valley. They call it a wildlife corridor.
Yeah.
And so it's like a little valley where all the bears, the mountain lions, all of them live and roam and eat our neighbors. And so it's a lovely area that we keep like that. Anyway, and so when the wind gets just right, somehow, because these chimes never bother me, but last night it was so windy and it got just right and it swoops through that corridor and goes right into my window.
No kidding. And they're there all the time.
Yeah, and I never hear them. And yeah. So I didn't have my window open or anything, but sometimes I can hear the train, and the train is like 10 miles from my house. But sometimes when it comes through that corridor, wow, you can hear it just perfectly.
Oh, wow.
It's so weird.
So you were boarded last night.
I was chime boarded last night. Oh, my God. And so I even said to him, I said, listen, and so they asked me if they could put him up,
yeah,
because we had a really big woodpecker problem. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I think it'll help, you know, everybody's neighbor, you know, everybody if you put him up, so it won't bother me. And it never has until last night.
I had no idea that they stopped woodpeckers.
Same.
Yeah, they don't like them.
I'd never heard of that.
And they're like, what the hell? Nobody likes wind chimes, not even birds.
No. My brother, back in Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
He's got three on his front porch.
Oh, my God.
Three. You're boarded every time you go to his house.
Yeah, exactly.
And why? He has no woodpecker problem.
Yeah.
Nothing. He just likes chimes.
Oh, wow. But sometimes that one note is just,
it cuts through your soul.
I don't get it.
When Taya was married to Rob, Rob snuck out in the middle of the night and just cut with scissors the neighbor's wind chimes.
Now, it would be different if the wind played a little song for you.
Yeah, right?
But this is just chime, chime, chime over and over
it's
again.
It's just noise.
There's no rhythm or rhyme to it, right?
So anyway, that's how I am. I'm all a little right. sleep deprived because right. I was chime boarded.
Gotcha.
But it's Friday. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm a little sleep deprived too. My son got in town last night.
Oh, that's right.
So we were up a little bit later than normal. So
did you go to the steakhouse?
We did.
Yeah?
We went to the
Texas Road. Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse.
Nice.
Yeah. He used to work there.
Oh, he did?
So I like to take him back to his old stomping
ground. It's
like homecoming. Oh, yeah. When he smells those rolls, man, the memories. He smells those rolls they bring out.
Yeah.
And he just starts talking about the good old days. We just sit there and reminisce over the rolls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad he's in town.
My kids, they have a tendency to load up when they go to a restaurant where they know dad's paying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do notice that. Yeah. They don't hold back, you know? I mean, like Lee Harris, for example, does the night show here, right?
Yeah.
My oldest son. He ordered that bone-in steak. You know the one that's 6 inches thick?
Oh, yeah.
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 And it's about $78.
Oh, wow.
He loves that steak for some reason.
That's funny. I think that happens because my
don't you?
My kid, so, you know, we were at Red Rocks, right?
Yeah.
And our friend said, hey, you know, whatever you guys want, get off the menu. My kid, steak. Me, cheese quesadilla.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know what I got last night? Chicken fritters. I got chicken fritters. Yeah. And I'm looking across the table. He's got a steak the half the size of a cow. And I'm like, dude, you can't eat all that. Oh, it'll last 2 or 3 days, Dad.
Oh, nice. My friend told me he went out on a date with this girl, and she ordered her food. And then when she was getting ready to leave, she asked them to order something to go.
That's messed up.
So, because she knew he'd pay for it, so she ordered it to go for something, another entree.
Well,
gotta have lunch tomorrow.
Funny you should say that, because he made a phone call from the table.
No,
called his wife. Yeah, you need anything?
Oh my God!
She said no.
Wow, we are so taken advantage of financially with our children.
Oh yeah, and then Austin, the kid that flew in from Los Angeles, he's sitting over here with steak and ribs, the combo platter. Well, my wife's got a steak. She knows the budget. I mean, I'm sorry. She's got a salad. She knows the budget.
Salad.
Yeah. She's got a salad, and I'm eating fritters. These two guys are just pigging out over here.
So what was your total bill?
$160.
Oh, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, $160. Yeah.
I was thinking like it was going to be, with one steak being $78, so you said, I was like, oh, this is going to be real.
Well, it knocked it off a lot with chicken fritters. You know, when I go out to dinner with somebody like that and I know they're going to pay for it, mm-hmm. I'm not like that at all. Are you?
Cheese quesadilla.
Yeah, I just get what, well, even if I'm not paying, I'm just saying that if I know somebody else is paying.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I still watch it.
That's what Ron was paying, and that's why I got cheese quesadilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't think like that for some reason.
Me
some
either.
Some people do.
Oh, my kid did. He ordered the steak. So I have the same child as you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, today's a big day. Big tote bag bonanza happens today.
Yeah,
it's going to be huge today. Not only that, check out this coincidence. Today is Colorado's birthday.
It is.
We're celebrating with a big tote bag bonanza.
Happy birthday.
Is that crazy?
I'm not sure if I see
149th birthday.
I don't know if I see the correlation.
Oh, we're giving out the gifts.
Oh, right.
Birthday gifts.
Okay.
To people that live in Colorado.
Okay.
And listen to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Did you pull a muscle on that one?
No. Just couldn't find a lot to talk about today.
That one feels like a stretch.
That's my combo platter right there.
I got something to talk about
today. Birthday. What?
I am hunk-worthy.
Ooh.
Hunk-worthy.
I'm hunk-worthy.
All right, hold on to that.
I will.
Hunk-worthy.
Wow. I'm so excited about this. Now, some will say it's sexual harassment. I don't care.
Bring it on. Right? Bring it on.
Yeah, as long as you're still hunk-worthy, you're like, okay.
That's a good thing. Hunk-worthy.
Hunk-worthy.
Oh, I thought you said hulk.
No, honk.
Honk worthy.
Yeah, honk.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I've always thought you were honk worthy.
Oh, thanks.
Is that an insult?
Thanks.
No, that's a compliment,
no,
right?
Well,
you're honk worthy, Jamie.
Again, a lot of people think it's sexual harassment, but I'm like, at this point in life, I'm like, yeah.
Take it as a win.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Honk worthy.
Honk worthy.
Hashtag. I like that. Oh, man. It's going to be a great show today, folks. We got Tote Bag Bonanza, Colorado's birthday, Jamie's honk worthy.
That's a great
name. You're not going to get that anywhere else. No. Back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Friday, the Friday show. Friday and the weekend is almost here. Going to be partly cloudy, upper 80s for the weekend. So not bad at all. Summertime.
I felt so bad yesterday.
What?
Oh my gosh. So we got a little tiny storm. Not even soak worthy, but it did rain. And the striping team that's doing our new road.
Yeah.
It all ran.
No.
Oh my God. You
How do you clean that up?
I don't know. It's dry now. This morning I was looking at it. I was like, oof, this is bad.
Oh, they got to redo
run.
It. Oh.
I don't know. Do you? And then how do you? Yeah, I don't know how you do that because.
I don't know. It's pain. I'm sure it's, you know, it's not damaging to the ecosystem, but.
Right. But I mean, it's beautiful black asphalt that they laid down, right?
Oh, I like beautiful black asphalt.
It's brutal.
And when you see it screwed up on day one,
and
you got to live with
you
it.
You should see the bike dude, the bike lane guy. He's all smeared. They use a lot of paint on him.
You would think in Colorado, I think we have, 300 days a year that it doesn't rain?
I know.
That we'd pick a day that it doesn't rain.
Exactly.
To do it.
Well, I think what I did was, you know, nothing was happening. They didn't believe it because it hasn't happened for the last 2 days. And then the storm kind of fizzled out. And then out of nowhere, we got kind of like a microburst. And it just...
Yeah.
It rained.
Oh. Poor
guys. Yeah,
it looked like it was a lot of rain. South of downtown.
It was way south. It was even Colorado Springs south.
Yeah, I went to the airport yesterday, and it looked very ominous. And by the time I got to the airport, turned around, picked up my kid, it was gone.
Yeah, the Mountain Wave weather guy said, if you wonder where your rain went, and they showed a picture of Colorado Springs and Monument, and it went there.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
All right. But I don't think we're going to get that for the weekend. So maybe they can do it over the weekend. Clear it up and repaint it. Do something. What do you have to do? Do you have to repaint the road black?
I don't know.
I think you almost have to, don't you?
Just start over. Start from scratch.
Yeah.
There's got to be a cleaner, right?
Every now and then you'll see a brand new road that's just laid down. And then you'll also see intermittently on that road, you'll see where tire tracks.
Yes.
Move the paint over, left tracks.
Yeah.
And you go, oh. Why couldn't they have waited till it dried?
My ex-boyfriend's kids, they had to go to like some kind of like summer camp for bad people or whatever.
Yeah.
Because an apartment complex had just poured their concrete and they drew penises in the wet concrete. Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah. Yeah. Then you're off to bad boy camp.
Yeah. Yeah, they send
for
you
about
away.
30 days.
Yeah.
All right, let me explain what's coming up this morning with the tote bags, all right?
Okay.
I mean, today's the big day. I mean, it's all come to a head today because today is Tote Bag Bonanza. Spadell and Carson are going to be leaving the studio in the next hour or so. And at 7:15, we'll give you the exact location of the parking lot with over 100 bags to give away this morning.
So they're just going to be gone. You know what they're going to do?
What?
They're going to go, and then they're going to go to, like, McDonald's.
Yeah, breakfast.
Oh, I'm going to be one of those hourly employees that you see driving around just taking their time. I'm going to go 15 miles an hour.
I can't blame you. I can't blame you. I'd do the same thing.
Oh,
I'd be over at Danny's.
So it's just going to be BJ and I in the studio going, I don't have anything. You got anything? I don't know.
So 7:15 this morning, we'll give you the exact location, the parking lot to go to. And the first 50, 75 people, whatever it is, we'll get two bags each.
We should have done this on a Tuesday.
What?
Tote Bag Tuesday.
Tote Bag Tuesday. It's got a good ring to it.
Does it, right?
Yeah, you're only 3 days late with your idea,
I
Danny.
I know. Oh, well. It happens.
It's going to happen today. Yeah. And then they'll give away the bags. They'll zoom into the parking lot, give away the bags at 7:40 this morning.
Perfect.
So it's a big, big blowout here on Colorado's birthday.
Woo.
Oh, man, this is beautiful. I'm just excited.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Going to be big. I think we're going to have a lot of people show up this morning.
I think so, yeah. I think
it's going to be a big blowout. And I looked it up online. I did a Google search on this. There's never been a tote bag bonanza.
Whoa. We could be entered into the Guinness Book of World Records. The most tote bags given away in 5 minutes.
Yes.
I feel like you're kind of making fun of me.
No,
but
I'm telling you,
I Googled.
I know, and you've said that you've always wanted to be in Guinness Book of World Records.
Always.
This is your chance.
I guarantee there's not a record for this.
Why didn't we call a guy to give us the official thing?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
Spadell!
It's too late now.
Well, no, once it's done, once it's documented, you can turn it in.
They have to be there.
They got
to
be there?
A representative.
Do they have a local office?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Can you look it up and see if Larry can show up?
Because BJ would finally make it in.
We'll give him a bag if he'll just show up.
Bribery, that's good.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be in that book. I had it when I was a kid.
Their office is in London and New
BJ
York.
Bribery?
What? No. I always wanted to be in the book of World Records.
Yeah.
I had that when I was a kid, and I was mesmerized by it.
You know what, though? BJ has a point. Surely they don't have to have a representative. I know on TV we always say they have to have a representative or whatever, but there's so many entries in there. There's no way for each thing.
Mm-hmm. I've always heard it had to be documented.
Like biggest, I don't know, whatever.
I always thought the documentation was like the guy watching you do it, though.
Yeah,
well, we don't know.
It is, usually. But I mean, as I think about how big that book is, there's no way two offices can cover like the world.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take video just to make sure.
I mean,
it seems like there's one in each continent.
Yeah, what I'm saying is there's so many entries. That would be
from all over the world.
If somebody got in there with the world's longest fingernails, he wasn't there the whole time the fingernails grew.
Although I'm seeing that 6,050 people just signed a baseball for the most signatures on a baseball.
Was somebody there?
I don't know, but it's a gigantic baseball. It's not even real. It's not even real size.
That shouldn't count.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you should have, if you're going to put that into the Guinness Book of World Records, it's got to be a regulation baseball.
Exactly.
And then how many signatures, how miniature those signatures are, how many you can get on that baseball. Yeah, that would be the record. You can't blow up a baseball just for more signatures.
Well, they call them adjudicators.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you have
like an
to
official
have
name. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, we screwed it up, didn't we?
Well, this is a sad day.
Never been a tote bag bonanza before. And then we blew it.
Man.
The only one ever on Earth.
Well,
we gave it a shot, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Lyme disease is from ticks, correct?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
I think mosquitoes, too.
Is it?
I think you can.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake, JT, has announced he has Lyme disease. Here is the report. Number one, please.
Justin Timberlake says he's battling Lyme disease just a day after finishing up his world tour. He calls the illness relentlessly debilitating. Lyme disease is spread through ticks and causes rashes and muscle weakness. He's not the only star with the disease. Remember Shania Twain, Justin Bieber, Avril Lavigne have all shared their stories too.
You know, one time at band camp, so my nephew's side-by-side, we were in Missouri, and his side-by-side got a flat tire. So he had chewing gum, and then he's asking me to pull leaves, and so he had an air compressor on there, but he didn't have a way to plug it. It was a pretty big tear. So we got together all these leaves, chewing gum, and then I just sat there and waited, and about 800 ticks just crawled all over me.
No kidding.
I was in a bed of them, and they were little bitty baby ones.
Wow.
All over my legs.
They're like, nasty, too.
They are.
Little
they are.
Varmints. You can't kill them either. You have to burn them.
You have to burn them.
Burn them.
Yeah, so I always think, like, I wonder if I have Lyme disease. Yeah. All the time. I'm like, because you know one got somewhere. Because there were hundreds of babies. All it was crazy. But I don't see that mosquitoes cause it. It just looks like it's
just says ticks.
Just ticks, yeah. So so that's his out, I guess, right?
Well,
that's his, yeah.
What we're all figuring. Yeah, I'm with you, Jamie. I've not seen this a lot. I did see it a couple of times yesterday. How convenient. JT, you've been in the news. You've not been performing, man. You can't dance. Lyme disease. I think you can still dance with Lyme disease. There's a lot of speculation out there that this is just, it's kind of an excuse, we'll say.
Well, it does seem to be a go-to when people are having issues.
I agree. You know what I mean? I agree. Not that he doesn't have it.
He probably has.
We're not saying that. A tick might have crawled up his shorts. We don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know. But it just seems a little suspicious.
And I mean, I'm guessing it's easy to detect because it's a bacterial, right, infection.
Yeah, they say, though, I was reading on that Lyme disease, you know, everybody had a feed on it yesterday, that you can get bitten and not even have symptoms for years.
Oh.
Yeah. Years.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I don't know. It's just weird.
So one of the more famous ones, you guys won't know it, but Yolanda, she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she was married to David Foster before he married that really young girl, the singer.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Anyway, so Yolanda was married to him, and he and she was sleeping all the time, just sleeping.
Was it because of Lyme disease?
It was. Yep.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee. Yeah.
Makes you tired, I guess.
Could be because
a little fatigue. Can't finish a song. The crowd has to do it for you.
Could be that's because your symptoms. Husband is you know, stooping somebody that's 30 years younger than you.
Yeah.
And 50 years younger than him. So that could have been. I don't know. All right. So, yeah, it says Lyme disease is actually an acronym for the rich and famous. I know. It is a go-to. You're right. I mean, they're not wrong. It's kind of a...
It looked suspicious when I saw it yesterday.
Yeah. So... I hope he gets better.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You know what we should do? We were talking about the Guinness Book of World Records. Make him the world's biggest get well card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ship it right to it.
Yeah, those are popular.
I'm sure he'd put it in his living room.
I bet he would.
Yeah, all the fans.
Yeah, get well soon, Justin. him with the microphone on the ground. Yeah, it's just an idea. All right, let's see here. What's the deal? What's this story about Cortland Sutton?
So he signed that new contract earlier in the week, right? And someone asked him what his first big purchase would be with his new contract. And then he says he's going to save the money, but then he starts saying that he's a big Amazon guy. And he kind of realizes, like, oh, I'm talking about Amazon, but the Waltons own my team.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Okay, here it is.
To be honest with you, no, I don't really have anything in mind. I'm a big saver, so it's going straight to my financial advisor. And her and I can have a great conversation about where it's going to be going in some of these, in this market. So, joke with my friends, I'm like, the thing that I do like to do is Amazon. I'm a big Amazon guy.
Okay.
But I will go in there and get some, you know, Walmart, you know, pick it up at the crib type things. I got to, you know.
It did hit him, didn't it?
Yeah. He's like, what am I saying?
Yeah, he realized.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no. Oh, God. Yeah, I meant Walmart. I love it. I love it. I'm going to go into Walmart. That's what I'm going to do. That's pretty funny. By the way, speaking of which, it looks like we're getting a new stadium, you guys. There's definitely stadium talk. It was the mayor, right, that kind of let it. Well, he did an interview, and he kind of said, like, hey, maybe you have audio of that, do you?
No, he was looking for it, but we'll find it.
Okay, well, he has to leave soon. I hope he finds it soon.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, the mayor said, what's that area? It's that, it's a weird.
The Burnham Rail Yard.
Yeah, the rail yard. Did you see a lot of people are mad about that because they say that it's a historic site? But it's never been deemed historic. I guess it was one of the first women's like shower / bathroom areas when women were finally allowed to work in steel. So that was one area that they built just for women. It's like a common area because women hadn't worked in steel and all that stuff. And so that was kind of cool. And then the other area was they fixed rail cars in another area. And then the other one had chemicals, and they did all kinds of chemicals and lubes and stuff in that one. So I'm not sure if it's historic. I mean,
well, they've done nothing with it to make it historic, as far as, you know, making it a tourist trap.
Yeah.
When you fly to Denver, you got to go see the rail yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like that's on the radar anywhere. So
I've lived here my whole life. I didn't even know it existed until it became an issue right now for the stadium.
Because no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm with
you. Well, it's never been designated.
Yeah. That's
you got to designate it. You got to build something. You got to put up monuments. You got to do things, you know?
Things were not done, especially with lube.
You blew it. You blew it.
The chemical plant lube area was not dedicated to anybody. Yeah, so, you know, but people will bitch about anything. I think it's exciting. I think it's a great place. I would buy property downtown if I was you. Oh, I'm sorry, what? You know what's funny is that Kylie is my realtor, and I was like, all right, let's look downtown because this is going to be a huge deal. And then as soon as we started looking, three people were shot, and that was cool. I was like,
yeah, let me make you back up and think about it.
I sent her the article. I was like, still rethinking. Yeah, revisiting this one. All right, let's see. Was there anything else? Not right. Well, there is, but I'll tell you later. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.